G'day everyone, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my audio review of Sebastian Lelio's latest film, Disobedience, which of course stars Rachel Weisz, Rachel McAdams, and Alessandro Nivola. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. A woman returns to the community that shunned her for an attraction to a childhood friend. Once back, their passions reignite as they explore the boundaries of faith and sexuality. Now, before I go into my thoughts on Disobedience, I should sort of talk a little bit about my thoughts on Sebastian Lelio, and if I butchered his name, forgive me, as a filmmaker. I haven't seen all of his films, but I have seen the last two films that he made, which of course was the 2013 film Gloria, which I know a lot of critics really liked a lot, but I wasn't really that much of a fan of it, to be honest. But I did really like his follow-up film, which of course was A Fantastic Woman. And if that name sounds familiar, it was the film that won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film earlier this year. And that was a terrific film. And when I heard that his next film, which of course is the film Disobedience, was going to be his English language debut, and he lined up a great cast at the center of it, and it was also going to be a same-sex love story that uses the backdrop of having it set at a strict Orthodox Jewish community, I was definitely intrigued by that concept, because there's a lot of ways you could explore a story like that. And having seen the film now, while I do think it is a pretty solid film, but unfortunately, it didn't really hook me as much as I thought it was going to be. And there's a lot of reasons why that is. But before I go into that, I'll explain, I'll talk about what I thought were the positives of this film. For me, what made this film at least work for me on some level were, of course, the performances of both Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams. To me, they are definitely the main reason why everyone should check out the film, because their performances are great, particularly Rachel McAdams, because to me she has, of the two characters, her character was definitely the most intriguing and most complex of the two, and I thought she just did a truly phenomenal job in the role, because she's playing this woman who had this sort of very truly amazing experience with her childhood best friend, Rachel Weisz, and which in regards to their sexuality. But then once, you know, it got found out, they basically were separated for their rest of their lives after that. And so she becomes basically like the wife of an up-and-coming rabbi. And she becomes a bit more reserved and conservative. And then once Rachel McAdams comes back for the funeral of her father, who was the community's sort of main, more influential rabbi, that's when sort of those sparks sort of reignite once again. And it's interesting to kind of watch both these characters during the course of the film. Like Rachel Weisz is kind of this sort of free spirit woman who definitely has her own sort of troubles in her own life, but once, you know, she sees Rachel McAdams' character once again, it just definitely sets off something within them that both characters haven't felt for a very, very long time. And like I said, they're both really interesting characters, but like I said, between the two, it was really Rachel McAdams' character that was the most interesting to me and the most complex. And in a lot of ways, she's kind of really the true lead of the film, and we kind of watch her as her character progresses throughout the film and changes once Weisz's character comes back into her life. To me, that is the strongest aspect of the film. And it, like I said, using the backdrop of having it set in a strict Orthodox Jewish community definitely adds a lot of interesting layers to the story in regards to faith, and as well as when you have two women who are definitely in love with each other, how they deal with that being in a community like this. So there's a lot of really interesting, complex themes that the film explores in that area throughout. And on a technical level, Sebastian Lelio, who also co-wrote the screenplay, does a really good job directing-wise. It's a really nicely well-made film. The score is great. And also, Alessandro Nivola, who plays McAdams's husband, he does a really good job as well. Like, and he also brings some interesting layers to that role that definitely flesh that character out more than probably, like, if he probably could have easily just came off as a rather two-dimensional character, but like I said, he gives a lot of layers to that character that definitely make him really interesting as well. And I really like where the film goes with him in the third act. But that being said, though, even though there's a lot of aspects of the film that I really admire, it didn't quite... I wasn't really as emotionally hooked into it as I could have been. And I think the main reason why is until it gets to the third act, which I feel like is the strongest and most emotional part of the film, I felt the film... for me, for the first two halves of the film, it felt really cold and distant. And I could never really sort of, as interesting as the characters are in the film, it took me a while to fully be really engaged by them. And I think it, like I said, it's really sort of that distant feeling that I felt throughout the first two halves. And I just didn't, and it just didn't emotionally involve me as a viewer. But it was, like I said, but once it gets to the third act, that's where it sort of started to hook me more emotionally. And I was more caught up into what these two characters are going through. And also, yeah, so that's kind of like my main feeling about the film, is that it, for the least for most part, it's really a bit cold and distant. Not to say I wanted the film to be very sentimental and all that kind of regard, but I guess it just didn't hook me as much as I could have. As it could have. And another thing too is like, there is a love scene in the film that I did feel like it felt a little gratuitous and at times. And you can clearly tell that this was a love scene between two women that was clearly directed by a man, because it just at certain moments it just felt really gratuitous. And, I mean, it's not on the level of something like Blue is the Warmest Color, or at least in terms of how explicit and gratuitous it is. But there were just little moments that I'm thinking, like, yeah, I feel like if this was a film that was directed by a woman, not to say that Sebastian Lelio didn't do a good job in a lot of areas, because he did, but I feel like when it comes to the film's love scene, it just felt like, yeah, it just felt really gratuitous in some aspects. And I feel like it probably wouldn't have been if that same scene was directed by a woman. But at the same time, though, I guess I give it a little credit in some ways as being a bit more down and dirty than I thought it was going to be. But that being said, though, it just didn't quite work for me, that scene. And like I said, I think it was more the sort of gratuitous nature of some aspects of the... how that scene was directed. But, and even though it does explore some of the really interesting themes at the film, and I think the film in a lot of ways does a good job at that, there were some aspects I kind of wish the film explored a little bit more. But that being said, though, once it gets to the third act, that's where I felt the film got a lot better and a lot more stronger and a bit more emotionally resonant as a film. And I was a bit more hooked in, and I was more hooked into the characters, what they were going through, and like what was happening to them. It's not to say it wasn't that I wasn't didn't find the characters engaging in the first two halves, but I don't know, something just didn't. I guess it was more on how Sebastian Lelio, in terms of his direction, even though he does a good job in a lot of areas, I feel like he could have made it much more, that first two acts, a bit more involving emotionally. Because, like I said, he's kind of tonally, it's a very very cold film. And I feel like that tone kind of just made the film a little distant for me personally. But if the film was more like the third act, then I feel like the film would have definitely played a lot better for me overall. But that being said, though, it's still a solid film. Even though I'm kind of mixed on it in a lot of ways, I could definitely see this film resonating a lot more with other people, especially. And like I said, there are some interesting aspects about it that I think are really well done, like in terms of how it explores sexuality, faith especially, and it does it in a way that's not judgmental and does it in a very even-handed way as well. So overall, Disobedience is a solid film. It's a fine film that definitely has a lot of pluses to it. But at the same time, though, it was a little too cold and distant for me to fully embrace it overall. But that being said, though, it's definitely worth watching just for the performances alone. It's because both Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams, are both terrific. And also Nasiandro Nivola is also great in it as well. So, and they're the main reasons why you should definitely check out this film. So overall, if I had to give Disobedience a rating, I'd give it a solid 3. So yep, that's my audio review of Disobedience. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. It's currently out in cinemas at the moment, so if you're interested, definitely go check it out. And I'll see you all later. See everyone. Bye.